بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, at 99 degrees water is hot, at 100 degrees it boils. Boiling water produces steam. Steam can power an engine. A matter of 1 degree. In 2008, in the Olympics, in the men's 800 meter race, the difference between the Olympic gold medal and no medal. I'm not talking about gold and silver, gold and bronze. I'm talking about gold medal and no medal. The difference was 0.29 seconds. Alfred Bungai of Kenya won the 800 meters. Less than half a second. 0.29 seconds. In the Indy 500 car race in the same year, 2008, the difference between the first place and the second place was 1.7 seconds. Almost 1 second. The difference in prize money was $1,714,000. Last Juma I spoke to you about Vision 2021, and this Juma I said I will talk to you about life goal planning, and my first statement to you is only 1 degree separates the good from the great. We're not talking about the losers of the world, forget them. We're talking about those who are trying hard, who are trying to win. But 1 degree is the difference between gold medal and no medal. Between growing up and growing old, there is a short window during which we can make a difference. Once that closes, then effectively our life is over, even if we remain alive. Because to live is not merely to draw breath. Let me ask you this question. What differentiates the lion from the antelope? The same thing that differentiates ordinary light from laser. The same thing that differentiates the leaders from the rest. And that is focus. Ordinary light at best illuminates. Laser can cut through steel. It's the same thing, but with focus. If you want to get what you never had, you must do what you never did. If you always do what you always did, you will always get what you always got. To do the same thing and expect different results is a sign of insanity. Results come from actions. Actions define us. It's our life. We are responsible for the results, not anyone else. Not society, not parents, not government, not weather, not the economy. Because Allah gave that control into our hands. Everything is circumstances, conditions, like the wind for a sailor. Good sailors use the winds to their advantage. Bad sailors complain about the wind until they sink. And that's why they say there are no favorable winds, only good sailors. So I say to you now that you are aware, you have a target, and the target is 1 degree more. That's it. Just 1 degree more. Think of your work, think of your life in that context. What is it that you can do which is 1 degree better than what you're doing now? On the path to success, there are 5 realities that we must face. The first of them, we become what we think. Your mind is like a fertile field. It doesn't care what you plant in it, but it will return to you whatever you put in it. You plant rice, you get rice. You plant wheat, you get wheat. You plant rice, you want wheat, you no get. You plant negativity, you want positivity, you no get. You plant hatred, you want love, you no get. You plant stinginess, you want generosity, you no get. That is number one. We become what we think. Number two, attitude. Present circumstances, whatever they are, do not decide if you will succeed or fail. They only decide where you need to start. You can spend your life trying to achieve, or you can spend your life complaining, your choice. But believe me, the results will not be the same. Number three, faith. In the words of Barbara Winters, she said, when you come to the end of the light of all that you know and are about to step off into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing, not just believing. Faith is knowing that there will, that one of two things will happen. There will be something firm to stand on, or you will be taught how to fly. I repeat, when you come to the end of the light of all that you know and are about to step off into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing that one of two things will happen. There will be something firm to stand on, or you will be taught how to fly. In the words of the creator of Barbara Winters, he said, Jalla Jalaluhu, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْضُقْهُ مِنْ هَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He said, for the one who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract him from his difficulties. Allah did not say, he will work hard, he will succeed. Allah said, I will do it for him. وَيَرْضُقْهُ مِنْ هَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And he will provide him from sources that he cannot even imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. And the one who has tawakkul on Allah, Allah did not say, I will provide for him. Allah said, I will become sufficient for him. And if Allah becomes sufficient for you and me, how long does that sufficiency extend? In this life alone? I have a house, I have a job, I have a... No. Allah's sufficiency is as long as Allah lasts, and Allah lasts forever. Allah will become sufficient in this life. Allah will become sufficient in the qabr. Allah will be sufficient when we rise before Him. Allah will be sufficient in Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bi khairi hisab, inshaAllah. Number four. Goal. What kind of goal? An extraordinary goal. Why an extraordinary goal? Because it is the nature of extraordinary goals to inspire extraordinary effort. When you're standing at base camp at the foot of Mount Everest, you don't need a motivation talk. The mountain motivates you. Nobody rises to low expectations. People rise to high expectations. So what must you do? Set a goal that scares the living daylights out of you. Set a goal that if you tell anybody about it, they will say you are insane. So don't tell anybody about it. And then proceed to achieve it. Create a plan to achieve it. Forget others and forget their approval. It's your life. You live it. And number five, perseverance. For success is nothing more than this: to rise every time you fall. Everybody falls. Everybody has momentary failures. Without exception. It's not the fall, but what you do thereafter which makes the difference. To fall is human. To stay down is a decision. And every decision has a price. And that's why I want to say to you, it's not important who you want to be. People say, who is your role model? Doesn't matter. It's not important who you want to be. What's important is who wants to be you. And that's why my gift to you is my own motto in life, and that is, I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. I repeat, I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. My brothers and sisters, the principal difference between those who stand out and those who don't is simply whether they have structured goals or not. I want you to recall the two questions I left with you to reflect on last Friday. The first one was, what do you want to achieve in your life? Remember that? I told you, write down your life goal. Doesn't matter how old you are. Write down your life goal from today onwards. What do I want to do with my life? What do you want to achieve in your life? And the second question was, what will you have to give up to get what you want? I remind you and myself that we are free to choose, but every choice has a price tag. We can have anything at all we want in life if we are prepared to pay its price. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to guide us to make the right choices and to give us the perseverance to stay in the game until we win it. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, قال تعالى, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My brothers and sisters, I said to you that you can have anything you want in life provided you're willing to pay the price, because everything has a price tag. It's very much like going into a store, say TJ Maxx or Marshall's or Home Depot or anything. Picture yourself, you're walking into the store. You may not have thought about it like this, but I'm giving you two words. Think about it. You would be faced when you walk into the store, any store, virtual or physical, you will be faced with two things: choices and options. Choices and options. How many choices will you have if you walk into TJ Maxx? As many items as there are in TJ Maxx. Which is what? Hundreds, maybe thousands. How many choices do you have? As many items as there are in that place. But how many options do you have? Your options are limited by the amount of money in your pocket. How many options do you have? As many as you can pay for. So if you don't get what you want, it's not because it wasn't there, but because you didn't pay for it. And if you want it, it's still there. Just go and pay for it. And that's exactly how it is in life. We have choices and we have options. Career choices, how many? As many as there are careers. How many options? Related to your training, related to your education, related to your experience, related to what you can bring to the table. What is the choice as far as marriage is concerned? Can you have the most absolutely incredibly beautiful marriage in the world? Of course. Is that happening to you? If it's not happening, where's the problem? Options. Are you doing what it takes to make your marriage the most beautiful marriage in the world? Yesterday I saw physically, I will not mention any name, but I saw physically something phenomenally beautiful. There was this lady who wanted to eat something, and the people around her, they said, eat an apple. And they said, there's a yellow apple, that yellow apple is the best, and they had some name for this yellow apple. So she was getting up. The husband said, no, I'll get it for you. So I thought he will do what any husband will do, which is get up, pick up the apple and say, open your mouth and throw it. No. No, he didn't do that. He got up, and next thing I know, 5 minutes later, he comes with that apple, beautifully sliced, beautifully arranged, with a strawberry and a cherry, also in there, for the visual appeal of that, on a plate, and he brings it and gives it to her. Subhanallah. How many of us can't slice apples? How many of us don't have a strawberry or a cherry on hand? Take a red marker and draw it. Options. What about wealth creation? The choices that we have are endless, but we get only what we pay for. Not more, not less. Nothing is free. Absolutely nothing. Everything has a price. If you pay for it, you get it. It's as simple as that. Let me ask you a question and do this as an experiment. As you walk out of this masjid, the first person you meet, ask him, do you want to be successful or you want to fail? What do you think he will tell you? Ask the next person, ask the 10th person, ask the 100th person, ask the 1,000th person, what will he tell you? I want to be successful. So then my question to you is, are you surrounded, when you look around in the world, are you seeing thousands and millions of successful people? Why not? It's not because they don't want to be successful. It's because they haven't calculated the price of success and they have not paid it. Let me give you an example, one more example. If you walk into the Rolls Royce showroom, I want to buy a Rolls Royce, I want to own a Rolls Royce. You walk into the Rolls Royce showroom and you say to the dealer, you say, I want to buy the car. He says, how much money you got? And you say, I've got $100. He says, fantastic, please come, give me the $100. He puts it in his pocket, he says, please come here, sit down here, nice big screen, here's the mouse, now roll the mouse over the picture, you can turn the rolls this way, that way, you can go under it, over it, and so on and so forth. And when you have finished drooling, the tissue is finished, go home. Because that's what you get for $100. If you want to buy a Rolls, it costs a lot more than that. So can you buy a Rolls? Of course. Anybody can buy Rolls. Go to any showroom and say, is there some category written on that? Only people with beards, only Muslims, only guys with a topi? No. That is life. The problem with most people is that they do not differentiate between choices and options. They spend their lives dreaming about choices without thinking about how to increase their options. Without options, their choices are like clouds in the sky. So who is a wealthy person? One more example. Somebody who owns, say for example, if I say my net worth is $4 billion. So fantastic. How is that net? Where do you have that money? I said I own 20,000 acres of land. Fantastic. Somebody else has got, Omar here has got exactly the same net worth as me, $4 billion. If we ask Omar Yaktin, where is that money? He will say, shares in my company, I've got some gold, I've got some investments. How long does it take for you to liquidate that, take some money out of that? He says, give me 10 minutes. You ask me, how long does it take to sell your land? I say, give me 10 years. Now, who is more wealthy? Although net worth is exactly the same, Omar Yaktin is more wealthy because his wealth is more liquid, negotiable in his hand. He can take advantage, he's more agile, he can take advantage of opportunities and enhance and increase his wealth, while I am sitting on 4 billion worth of land. It's not how much you have, it is what is the nature of that. The same story about our akhirah. The choices in our hands. Jannah is ours for the taking. What we want in Jannah, you can decide. What kind of furniture, what kind of palace, everything you can decide. Allah gave it to us. But we need to work to create our options. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it a trade, where he said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adhabin aleem. Oh, you who believe, shall I guide you to a commerce, to a trade that will save you from a painful torment? In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He gave the Jannah to the believers in exchange for their lives and wealth. Imagine that lives and wealth in any case belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mercy of your Rabb and my Rabb that He says that I have taken it in exchange. In any case, it belongs to Him. To be used in His service. He said, "Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah." Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased from the believers their lives and properties as the price for theirs will be the Jannah. My brothers and sisters, I remind you myself, that we need to get serious about our lives. Believe me, there is a difference between doing something seriously as your life goal and doing the same thing part-time as some kind of nafil. The results are not the same. They can never be the same. As I mentioned earlier, the difference between those who stand out and leave a legacy and those who don't is whether they have structured goals or not. Structure is the secret of efficiency, and documentation is proof of structure. What you document, you understand, you can revisit to improve your understanding, and it remains your legacy after you've gone. What you don't document is lost to you and to everyone else. So also the only thing equal and even for everyone is the number of hours in the day, 24. Nobody has more. The differentiator that gives you competitive advantage is what you do with those hours. The most productive human being on earth, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also had only 24 hours. So does the least productive person, whoever that is. We are given the hours, not in our control, but what we want to do in them is completely in our control. I'll give you a quick equation, short math. You will get the text of this khutbah anyway. Think about what you spend 1 hour a day on. Just 1 hour a day. Think about what that is. 1 hour a day multiplied by 365 is 365 hours. Multiplied by 10 years is 3,650 hours. Divide that by 16, not 24, because 8 hours a day you sleep, so 16 waking hours. You get 228 days. 1 hour a day is 228 days in 10 years. When you are dying, think about what you will be willing to pay to get 228 extra days, if that could be negotiated with Malakul Maut, which can't. But I'm saying if it could be done, if Malakul Maut says to you, what you used to spend 1 hour on, I'll give you that now, what will you pay for it? What will you pay? What will I pay? Today, it is free. On the Day of Judgment, what we did will be recalled, weighed, not counted, and we will be rewarded. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover our faults and to reward us in keeping with His majesty and grace. That is the question to reflect on. Every one of us is an author. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah radhiyallahu anha said this. She said, every person is an author, and our books will be published on the Day of Judgment. What we want to see in that book is in our hands today. And therefore I advise myself and you, let us think and write. رَبَّنَا فَقْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you your sins and to cover them with His grace and mercy and His cover. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help you in ways that you cannot imagine and to become sufficient for you. I request you to make dua for my friend Sayyid Muhammad Afzal, who passed away 2 days ago, 56 years old. In the last 2 weeks, I lost two friends who are 56 years old. Both of them, one had a massive heart attack, this one died of a brain tumor. Please make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bi ghairi hisab. The reason I'm saying this is because every time we get the news of somebody's death, it is really Malakul Maut talking to me and reminding me that one day I'm coming for you. I am your friend, I'm not threatening you. I am your friend, so I'm warning you in advance. Today it is Afzal, tomorrow it will be you. Do something about it, because if you don't do something about it, it's going to happen. Whether you like it, you don't like it, you believe it, you don't believe it, it's going to happen. Every news of somebody's death is a call to me from Malakul Maut, because he's my friend. He's telling me, I'm warning you in advance. Do not be in a situation when you see me, you are surprised. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to open our eyes before they are open for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Ya ibadallah, rahimakumullah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum, udhu yastajib lakum, wa la dhikrullahi akbar, wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'una. Aqimus salah.